So on the way down, as we peaked in 2025, there were three key levels that you can almost think about, like momentum deteriorates below these levels. On the way down, it was 115 or 100, I think it was 115, was the short-term cost basis. Once you get below the short-term cost basis, all the people who bought recently on average are now underwater. Now, once we went below 100 and sorry, it was 110. 110 was when that happened. Then 105. And by the way, the gap between these is 105, 100, and then 95. Once we got down to 105K, we got to the midpoint of where everyone's cost basis was. We now had like 30% of the wealth underwater. We could recover from that. So that's the second line of defense. Once we got down to 100, we were now at the point where like 50% of the wealth was underwater. And the trip to 95 took us to 65. So if you think about this like an exponential, the people who bought the top are suddenly a lot more underwater. And all the people who were at break even between 100 and 105 and 95, they're all now underwater. So that was my line was 95K was the bull's last stand. But my argument was by the time you get to 100, the odds are you're going to 95. You go to 95, I think it's over. If you get break 105, like these are small price gaps. They're not big moves. So the idea was risk to the downside compounds very quickly every 5K increment you drop. Now, on the way back up, it's more or less the same. You've got a bunch of people who just bought the bottom, but you've also got all the people who are still waiting saying, "Ooh, maybe I can get my money back on the way up." So you've got to bust through all those resistance levels. So the first line of defense was 78K, which we're holding above at the moment. That's the short-term holder cost basis. Same thing on the downside. That's the first sign that, hey guys, momentum may be starting to switch in the other direction. And the true market mean, which is, in my opinion, and statistically speaking, the most perfect mean reversion model. It just is the center of gravity for Bitcoin's market. And that's the average cost basis for everyone who's active. It gets rid of Satoshi and early miners and all that stuff. So 78 is the first line of defense. 83 to 85 is the 200-day moving average, and also just a really big cluster of people who bought at the start of the year. We've had two, well, I guess you could say one really big bear flag. We sold off in November to 80K. We ranged until February. Tons of people bought there thinking it was a dip. Then we sold off to 60. The center of gravity of that's like 85K. So I'm just going to say the second line of defense is 83 to 85. Once you get above that, the next level is 95K, and 95 is the 50-week moving average. Very simple. Every technical analyst under the sun, they know that when Bitcoin breaks the 50-week, the target's the 200-week, which is at 60K now. We kind of hit it. We kind of hit, like, we didn't quite hit the 200-week. It was trading at like 59.4. We sold off to 60. It's, you know,
You might
it's.
find an exchange where it got hit, even like
Yeah,
some
we
tiny
got it. You know what
exchange.
I mean? Like, I'm not going to haggle over that last 3%. So, anyway, I believe we hit the 200 week. Once we get above the 95, 50 week moving average, you won't find a bear anyway because they just have to accept that the bear case is dead. So then you go back to my previous logic. We're above 78. The odds of us getting to the 83 to 85 zone is higher. It's going to be hard to get through. There's just a lot of reasons why the bears will put up a fight. But if we get through 85, 83, 85, the odds are we're going up to 95. And once you're at 95, the bears are going to say, you know, and it's funny that it's the same level as the bull's last stand. It's like you kind of already lost.
Yeah, because that would be my follow-up question to know when have we lost as bears, you know, like yes, as just a general term, you know, but like we are currently, as you said, trading above the first line of defense, you know, this 78K level. And then so the question is like, how do we know that this has really been like decisively taken and it's been breached? And obviously it's just this game of odds, you know, and then continuum in that sense. We never really know. Usually we know in hindsight, you know, that exactly, oh, we actually kind of breached it decisively. But then for a trader, it's already too late, you know, because then you're
That's
always
it.
higher
So
prices and
it's all about, so we don't know that the bottom is in, V with a capital V. We don't know when the bottom is in until we're 6 months past it. And then you look back and go, oh, yeah, it turns out 60K was the bottom. So you don't know. But the idea is we're then saying, okay, at some point, the bottom will be in. Unless Bitcoin goes to zero, right? That's a whole different discussion. At some point, the bear market floor will go in. And then what we're trying to do is work backwards and say, when do you have the confidence to say, I think it's probably there? So from my perspective, at 60K, I released a report saying, literally at 60K, welcome to Deep Value. And in that report, I said, I have no idea if this is the bottom, but I'll tell you what, it is not the top. And by every metric I look at, we're in highly discounted territory. This is deep value territory. So the idea is, like, if you are a dispassionate long-term investor, Bitcoin is tremendous value anywhere below 70K. We're trading at 60 for me personally, going nuts. Then we're going to work backwards and say, well, let's say we're 6 months down the road. What are the levels we're going to look back at and say, oh, that was obviously like the first, like, ooh, maybe I should start. If I'm a bear, we broke 78. I should probably at least consider the bull case. Then you get to 83, 85, you go, well, this is not a bear flag anymore. It looks like there's actually some strength. And then by the time you get to 95, you've lost that 60K to 95K move, but you're buying a more de-risked asset in theory. But a lot of, and I think you actually asked me this on Twitter, and you were saying, I can't remember the exact structure of the question, but you're basically saying, are you more bullish now that it's 80K? And for me, I'm actually, it's no, it's the opposite. I was super bullish at the 60K. Even though I didn't know where the bottom was, I'm like, the models are telling me this is time to accumulate. If it goes lower, that's great. I'll buy more because it just, to me, it's all discounted. Once you get to 95 and the bears start flipping to bulls, you're now in the territory where it's like it's becoming a bit more consensus. So you're, for me, risk goes up the higher you go. And this is why on all of my Bitcoin charts, whenever you see, I do pricing bands, you know, statistical deviations, all that stuff. Red is always top. I always use red for the top and green for the bottom, because for me, most people want to be long. As a long-term investor, you actually want to buy the scariest candles, not the most exciting candles. And a lot of people, we have to fight our natural instincts to not buy silver when it's $120 because everyone else is buying it, right?
Yeah. No, exactly. But that's exactly what I think is where the challenge is at. You know, as you said, like if an asset is in deep value and it moves higher, then obviously, there's less risk in the sense of like, okay, it feels there's less risk. But I mean, if you feel like there might be a mean reversion trade, you know, that's why you want to get less bullish. At the same time, there are these like line of defenses, you know, who have maybe decisively been breached, and then you know, okay, you never know, but then there's not that much of a chance that it will actually go below again. So in some sense, you will get more bullish, but then also, less bullish. It's kind of like very hard, you know, to chuckle these two.
I've received lots of questions, I think, to really illustrate your point there. Recently, I received a lot. So I've been beating the drum since the 5th of February saying, this is deep value. Like, not knowing the future, this is deep value. Now that we're at 80, a lot of messages I'm receiving is, hey, I really didn't buy anywhere near as much as I wanted in the 60s. How low do you think the next correction is going to be? To which my answer is, I mean, now we're into like predicting the random walk. I couldn't tell you. I don't know, mate. Like, but all I know is there's a lot of people who are in the exact same, I didn't buy enough, that if they had prices at like 58 and it didn't get hit, they might buy at 70. And then if they don't buy it at 70, they might chase it at 85.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, again, you know, there's, I've been talking to other people, you know, and maybe I can squeeze some, I already did, but some more practical advice out of you. And even though I know that you can't give financial advice, but like other people I respect, look like Dr. Jeff Ross, or I look to people like from the Bitcoin layer, Nick Badia and Johan Bergman and all these people and some other people, you know, I trust. When I read their stuff, anyone is like, okay, you know, we're now in this counter trend rally up to the 80K range. And then I also know of people because they sold now a bit, you know, a chunk, because they feel like, okay, there's going to be this mean reversion trade, like hoping for lower prices. But then again, at what point do you think they should really reconsider their strategy? Or what would be a good strategy if you're sort of trapped now because you felt like, okay, I sell, but now it's hovering at 80. I don't know. You know, should I be buying back in? Like, what would you do if you were in that and there?
There's only one answer to this question. And in my opinion, it's the only right answer. Just dollar cost average. Just dollar cost average. Because what I love about dollar cost averaging, it's so simple. It's hard to do because people get excited to do stuff. And like my simple strategy is if I'm in the bottom fifth, daily DCA as heavy as I can. And then anytime I get a big red candle, I just flush the bank account, buy as much as I can. And that's more or less been our strategy. If we're now in this like 80K region, there's obviously, you've got to make your own assessment. Everything, you've got to look back and say, will we look back and say 60K was the bottom? If so, you know, like this is no longer a bear flag. This is now like, we'll probably pull back and get some kind of a higher low, I think is the most likely scenario. Just dollar cost average, because if you buy and it goes up, you're buying an appreciating asset. Well done. If you buy and it goes down, that's great. You get to buy more next time. So from an emotional standpoint, dollar cost averaging is so powerful because you just remove, you systematically remove your emotion. That is the thing that drives people to make mistakes. And I've done this many times. Everyone who's been in markets has done this. You get to this exact moment. Market rallies to 85, you go, oh man, I got to buy. You plow everything in and it goes down to 72. And then you go, why did I do that? And then you puke it all out again. And then, of course, that's the higher low and away it goes. Just DCA the whole thing. Just dollar cost average, because it just takes the emotion away. If you want to own the asset, just DCA in, because you got to let go of this, like, I can tell what's going to happen in the next 2, 3, 4 months. Just think about, what are you going to do? Like, who are you buying it for as well? I often use this because, again, some people are active traders. I don't really talk to active traders. Most people are hodlers, long-term investors. Are you buying this asset for 6-month you, or are you buying it for 6-year you?